Lawn Service.
Hi, is Dennis there?
No, he isn't in. Can I take a message?
Yeah, or maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there someone else there, like an office manager or CFO that helps him with the business finances?
I'm co-owner. Can I help you?
Okay, what was your name?
I'm Vanessa.
Vanessa, hi Vanessa. I'm Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. I know you're probably really busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer our bank had mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. It was just based on some past financing you guys did with Great America back in 2010, maybe for like some equipment. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve your business for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I just kind of wanted to circle back with you and see what you guys have in the pipeline where you might need some additional financing.
Well, I mean, I don't know of anything right now. So are you with this company or you're with a bank?
Yeah, I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll write your information down and I'll pass it along and we'll talk about it, but I don't know of any purchases that we'll need to finance, you know, right off, but I appreciate you calling. What does your interest rates usually run?
It really just depends on what you're looking to do. We have a equipment financing and it's like a traditional loan. Think of it like a typical car loan set up on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. And typically rates, start in like the mid single digits.
And then
working capital is like a newer lending program and it lets you access more cash than a typical line of credit. And we base that off of sales. So we're generally able to free up, about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash.
Okay.
Yeah. So how are sales this year?
Well, we've been really busy. It's been a good year.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's, I know. It is good. We've been extremely busy, really. And we are buying a new airplane, but we already have the financing situated for that. But I know
are
talking about, buying a load truck, putting a load truck together, but it's one of those things where you buy parts here and you buy parts there and you have to, put it together, assemble it at this other place. So it's not just like going and buying a vehicle or something, it's several things. So, he might be interested in doing something like that, but I'm not sure. But that's the only thing that I can think of. We might be interested in, we might possibly be, but what was your name again? I'm not going to write it down.
I'm Olivia.
Olivia.
And thank you. And it's the Bank of Cardiff, and it's like C as in cat, A, R as in Romeo, D as in dog, IFF, like Frank. And my direct line is 858-779-0942. And then, so what if you guys were to, when are you guys looking into getting that load truck?
Well, we're really busy. We have the flying business and we also farm. So we probably, it's probably a month before we have the crop out and even start thinking about it. But we'd want to put it together this winter,
How long does it take to put together?
Well, it depends how busy there's a place down in Arkansas that assembles it, and puts all the, it's like a truck that you have to put an auger on it to load the airplanes with, and it's got to have a hopper like bin put on the back of it. It's a specialty for our business. It's a specialty truck. So yeah. And then we just would have to find a truck someplace, and we haven't even had time to do that. So it'd be
You put the plane on it?
No, helicopters do that. But no, it's like it's a fairly good sized truck, and then they put like a big like a fertilizer bin on the back of it, and then they put scales on it. And then when we get fertilizer from the fertilizer companies, for our customers, they put it on that truck. And then, like I say, we have scales that measure the fertilizer, and then it has the auger, And that truck pulls up to the airplane and loads it into the hopper on the airplane through the auger.
Oh, okay. And that's how you guys do, like, the aerial applications.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. That's crazy. And so you're going to get it from Arkansas?
Well, that's the company down there where they build them. Yeah. We'll have to find the, you know, a truck and everything. But then he does the machine work on it and puts it together.
So how much does, like, the truck and the auger usually go for?
Yeah, it depends what you're going to put into it. But, I mean, it'd be anywhere from $35,000 to $50,000 probably for a truck, like, you know, depending on, like I say, what kind of truck they get. Well, then we're talking about a used truck. We're not talking about a new truck.
So. Yeah, no. I mean, that makes sense because trucks will last a while. We actually do finance a used and private party. So if you do find that truck, and you find a good deal on it, we could definitely help you out with the financing there.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I wrote it down here, Olivia, so I'll just put it here in the file and I'll keep it. So.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And just really quick before you go, do you guys have someone that you guys lean on for financing right now?
Yes, we farm also, so we do use Rabo Agro Finance, and then we also use PCA over here at Sykeston, Production Credit Association. So, yeah. They have very low interest rates.
How low?
I think they just did a refinancing thing, and it was like 4.5, I think.
Okay.
4.58, maybe. So, yeah.
So not like a 1 or 2%, but yeah, 4.5 is pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good. So.
And so how long, like, PCA, is that, that's who you refinanced with?
We just had an existing loan, and when you're eligible with them, if the rates go down once a year, you can make a change on your interest rate and lock it in. So
that's
eligible. Yeah, for interest change. So yeah, I didn't have to do anything but sign a paper to change the rate. So it had gone down. So I take it that the interest rates have gone down a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's awesome that all you have to do is, like, no additional paperwork.
No, I know. That's pretty good to work with, yeah.
So do you also have, like, a line of credit with them?
No, we don't have that. We probably need something like that, but we don't have that because, you know, sometimes we have insurance and stuff that comes up, you know, and the airplanes are, the insurance is pretty expensive, and so.
Okay, yeah. Are you familiar with working capital at all?
Yes.
So it's kind of like a line of credit, but we base it off of your sales, and we do, you know, 10 to 15% of your gross. And so, so it's kind of the same in the sense that we qualify you for the largest amount possible, and you choose what you need to use. So if you ever do come across those insurance issues, or if you just are kind of in a bind for cash, we can definitely help you out there and kind of just help. Yeah,
okay.
So definitely. Is there an email address, too, that I can send you some of this information? That way, when something does come up, when you guys are ready to finance that load truck, or if you guys have some of those cash flow issues, I could definitely follow up with you, and you'll have me on file?
Yes, it's Vanessa McGarity at yahoo.com. It's VanessaMcGarity at yahoo.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and send you an email here. And when would be the best time to follow up with you about that load truck?
I don't know, maybe in a couple of weeks.
Okay, perfect. I'll definitely follow up with you in a couple of weeks, just see how things are going. All right, well,
that'd
it's been great talking to you, Vanessa.
All right. You too, Olivia. Thank you.
No problem. Bye. Bye.